Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Bing by Sarah Gord is a story about how an injured baby duck is found and saved by a young boy, and how they end up becoming friends forever. Sarah is a retired educator, taught third and fourth grades, grew up in Connecticut, now lives in Florida. Bing is a delightful story about the relationship between animals and humans. Featured at this year's Los Angeles Times Festival of Books, the country's premier outdoor literary festival held on the campus of the University of Southern California in L.A. And Sarah Gord, the author of Bing, joins us on This Week in America. Sarah, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
Looking forward to discussing this book, Bing. You've done such a beautiful job with this. I very briefly gave it sort of a description what the book is about. Tell us about the story. It's a charming story you talk about in Bing. What's the story about?
It's about how a little boy found a duck that had fallen off a roof and how he ends up taking care of it and they become friends forever.
Yeah, I love that attachment. We'll talk about that, the power of humans and animals, especially young humans and animals, and how they have that magical touch together. What gave you the idea to write Bing? Where did this idea come from?
Well, it was weird. One day I was taking a walk in the neighborhood, and I saw these ducks being born on a roof of a house. And then I thought, I'm going to write a story about this. And that's what gave me the idea.
And the end result is Bing. The book is available wherever books are sold. I'll send you to readersmagnet.com, for example. Also at Sarah's website, sarahgordbooks.com. That's G-U-R-D, sarahgordbooks.com. A lot of information, a blog that Sarah does is there as well. And we'll give you all of this information as we go through the conversation. And, of course, it's on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What was the one reason you agreed to write this book? Was there anything that really sprang you into action to write Bing?
I just decided to write it, and I had no idea it was going to be so popular.
Well, it really is, and it's a delightful story you tell. Pacific Book Review says if I had to describe Bing in one word, it would be happy. It brings happiness to readers. That, I think, would be sort of the ultimate compliment, isn't it, for the book, because it is a happy book.
Well, I read one take. Well, since in my neighborhood, I volunteered to read it to a third grade class. And when I finished reading it, one of the little girls raised her hand and she said, "Would you mind reading it again?" And I thought, wow, what a good compliment that was.
That is the ultimate compliment. We just finished reading it and they want you to go back and read it again. The book we're talking about is Bing, a delightful children's book. You'll find wherever books are sold, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's a happy book. It's a charming book. It's a feel-good book. And you touch on a number of themes in the book as well. Talk about the messages that are in this book that are very important for young readers.
Well, it helps people. It's so nice to be able to help animals.
Yes.
You know, when you see an animal that needs help, you help it out.
Well,
I can't think of it.
Well, yeah, they learn the empathy, but qualities for young readers of nurturing and friendship, all of those are on display in the book Bing. Let's talk about the illustrations for a second. They really complement your text, the story that you're telling. How did that come about? What were some of the challenges you had in coming up with the illustrations?
Well, I wouldn't have written the book if my daughter, Nancy, hadn't agreed to do the illustrations.
She's
the one that did them.
Well, and she did a wonderful job with that.
Yes,
that's why
she did. As I said, I wouldn't have written the book if she didn't agree to do it.
Well, she understood what the author was trying to get across. And like I say, it enhances the text, what you were saying in the book. Who is this book designed for? Who should read Bing?
Well, any child. I've had friends, adults, who enjoyed reading it.
Well, this is a book that you'll enjoy reading to the child. The child says, let's read Bing tonight. It's not going to be one of those you roll your eyes and think, I've read this 100 times. Can we find another book? This is a book. And sort of each time you go through with the child, you can find something different to talk about and discuss. The pictures add so much to it as well. I'm looking at this, and you're a former teacher. I'm thinking, boy, this would be a great tool for a teacher in third, fourth grade, the grades
well,
that you
that's
taught.
That's what I taught, third and fourth grade.
Yeah, yeah.
My favorite teacher was my third and fourth grade teacher, so that's why I chose to teach those two grades.
How important is that to reach with messages like this to young people in the third and fourth grade? Because I'm thinking back as I'm reading that you were third and fourth grade teachers, that I have fond memories of that time in my schooling as well, the third and fourth grade teachers. And you're really just beginning your life in school at that point. How important is it third, fourth grade? Obviously, you were really devoted to that and really helped shape a number of these young people.
Well, I like the age because they're old enough to think, you know,
yes,
about different things, and they're smart enough to, I mean, you can do more with them when they're rather than a first and second grade.
Yeah, advanced just enough that they're at that point where they're really receptive, at least
right,
from what I recall. Our guest on the program is Sarah Gourd, G-O-U-R-T. The book is Bing, book available wherever books are sold, readersmagnet.com, of course, Amazon. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and, of course, at Sarah's website, sarahgourdbooks.com. I mentioned the blog that you have there. One is devoted to pets, and that's so important, and you bring up so many qualities in pets and that relationship that the entire family has with the animal, how important that is. Did you have pets in your household when you grew up?
Did I have pets?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
What'd well, you... I had a cat, and we had a dog, Grundle, a big Great Dane dog.
Ah, yes.
But I mostly liked the cats I took care of.
Well, and those...
I had one cat, Moses, it was his name. He was born in the bushes when I lived in Pepperell, Massachusetts, by a stray cat. That's why I called him Moses, because he was born in the bushes. But he was the smartest cat I've ever known. At 7 in the morning, at 7 o'clock at night, I'd call him. I'd say, Moses, it's time for your shot. He'd come sit on the floor in the kitchen and let me give him a shot.
Oh, that's amazing.
And one time when my daughter came once with her two cats, and I had Figaro, a Siamese cat also, if we put him on a float in the pool, and if they fell off, could they swim and get out? Well, both Susan's cats did fall off, and they did swim, and they got out safely. And Figaro, my Siamese cat, did the same. Well, Moses went last. He waited for the wind to blow him to the edge of the pool, and he hopped off and never got wet.
I like Moses. It sounds like a special member of the family. And they they do become members of the family, don't they?
Oh, definitely.
In some cases, more essential than other members of the family. There's this close bond that you develop with the animal.
Well, I love animals. So, and Moses was the only cat I've ever had, and I've had cats a long time, who watched TV. And I know he was watching TV. I'd say, Moses, nature's on, and he knew what I meant.
Ah,
he
yes.
came in and sat in front of the TV, and one day a bird flew across the screen, and he hopped up and looked behind the TV. Where did the bird go? So I knew he was definitely watching it.
And TV's...
But I've never had an animal, dog or cat, that watched television.
That's amazing. Would sit and watch. And yeah, you watch nature on PBS, and with a big enough television, you think the animals
yeah.
are there with you. And obviously that was the case there. When you think about it, and you talk about this in the blog on your website, and the website is sarahgourdbooks.com. This book is Bing by Sarah Gourd, book available wherever books are sold. That special relationship you have with the pet, you know, we buy toys for kids all the time, and they may play with them a little bit, and there's really, in most cases, not that special bond, but there really is with the pet, isn't there? They're able to interact and engage with children. It's the ultimate companion.
Oh, yeah, they Well, my daughters, one of them loves. She got volunteer of the year 3 times for taking care of animals from the Humane Society.
Well,
she fosters kittens and puppies until they become adopted. That's in Durango, Colorado.
That's amazing. It's a wonderful thing.
Love it when I'm visiting her and she has all these puppies or kittens.
Yes. Is it difficult when you foster to give them up? You've got a good home for them, obviously, and you're happy for them. But I would think that emotional attachment would be difficult to say goodbye sometimes.
Well, probably sometimes, but you're happy that they found a new home, so that makes
yes,
it good.
Yes, much better than the life they were probably probably headed for. Let's talk about pets and the relationship on child development, because it's more than just having that companion. They're really there for social needs, emotional needs. They really serve a lot of purposes besides just the enjoyment factor.
Yeah, I don't know. So what's the question?
Well, it's child development. How important are animals for child development?
Oh, I think they're very important. I mean, my kids, especially Susan, loved animals so much. I mean, they just love all animals.
Well, yeah.
And I love all animals.
Well, and that's evident in the book. It's so well written. Sarah Gord is the author of Bing. You'll find the book available again wherever books are sold. The link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How long did it take to write Bing? Once you started and decided, I'm going to go ahead.
It didn't take long at all.
Well, you know.
Because I knew it had to rhyme, so.
Oh, yes. And you
Because I remember something about, was it something sing or something? That's, I said, what? I can't remember the word, if it was thing, it was something. And I said, I've got to name the animal that rhymes with it. And Bing came to mind.
Well, that is good. And then you bring the story to life. And what role did ex-teacher, retired educator play in this? You obviously know how to capture the attention, hold on to the attention of third and fourth graders to get the message across in a way that they would understand. What role did the retired educator play in working on Bing?
I don't know what you mean.
The experience you had in the classroom, how valuable was that in being able to write this story, write it effectively, and capture the attention of the young person?
Well, I love teaching third and fourth grade, and I know the kind of stories they liked, so I just said, I got to write a story about Bing.
Well, and you did, and it's really touched so many people. The reviews have been excellent. We'll be featured at the Los Angeles Times Book Fair, exposed to a number of people there. You've done an excellent job in writing Bing. What are you working on? Do you have another story idea you would like to bring to?
No, not right now.
Oh, okay.
I've got enough going on my life right now.
Well, you go for a walk, you never know what you're going to see that may spark that next sort of story idea in Bing. As you were growing up, we talked about the role that pets played, animals in your life. As you were growing up, talk about books and reading. Where did this love for reading come from? At an early age for you?
Well, I started reading very young. Well, my mother was an English and Latin teacher.
Okay.
And because when we always had books to read. So I've been reading ever since I was very young.
How important is that for third and fourth graders to be able to read? There's so much more than just the words on the paper that's so valuable to a young person. And sometimes now a book is replaced by a tablet or a book is replaced by a screen of some kind.
That's kind of sad. I think books, where they can hold it in their hand and look at the pictures, because they usually always have pictures.
Yes.
But I don't know. I think it's better for their brain.
How important is it as they're reading this book to share it with others, whether it be other young people or with mom and dad or other family members, to be able to talk about all of the lessons in Bing? How important is that to be able to share the story, not just read it to yourself, but read it out loud and discuss what is happening in Bing?
Yeah, well, that's what I did. I went the local third grade class in my neighborhood and read the story.
And you did it well, and they wanted you to repeat.
Well, that's when the little girl said, "Would you mind reading it again?"
That is a compliment. You knew at that point you were doing something right in Bing by Sarah Gourd. That's G-O-U-R-D, book available wherever books are sold, and on her website, sarahgourdbooks.com. Talk about the website. I mentioned the blog there, which gives a family great information in pets and the role they play, many roles they play in the life of a child that we don't even really consciously think about, but how important that is. Talk about the website and blogs and what you hope to do with that as well, the messages you have in your blogs.
I have no idea. I never look at my blog, whatever it is.
Well, you share it, and it really makes a lot of difference. It's sort of bringing to life, pets in this particular case that I had talked about, that all of a sudden we were thinking about pets in a different way in the family, and we make them a regular family member. Sarah, just a few minutes left in the program. What has this been like writing this book? What has this been like for you? You get a copy of the book. It's your book. It's your story. It's your name on the cover. It's your daughter's illustrations that enhance the story. What's this been like being a published author?
Well, I was shocked at how popular it came.
Yes.
It made me feel really good. And when so many of my friends, so I sold it to many of my friends, and they oh, I want another copy, you know, for this, my nephew or something. But it was, I mean, I just love animals, and it's so nice to be able to help an animal that you see.
Well, and this calls attention to the role, that special role that pets played. We have a different look at animals now when we see this relationship between Bing and the humans that brought him back and said goodbye to him, and they become friends forever. So many messages in the book Bing that this is sort of a book that's a must add to your personal library, isn't it? It's a good book to have to get when young people visit, or to have several there to give out for birthdays in the neighborhood. And you can drop some by a school for teachers, or drop some by a hospital that they can use there. It's just such a wonderful, charming, delightful story. Bing, Sarah Gourd has been our guest on the program, G-O-U-R-D. Our website is sarahgourdbooks.com, book available at readersmagnet.com, Amazon, the usual places. Sarah, thank you for joining us on the program. Congratulations on the success of Bing. It's touching so many people. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Well, thank you for putting up with me.
It has been our pleasure. Our guest, Sarah Gourd, the book is Bing. Information on our website. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.